From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Trump administration officials insist North Korea must halt all nuclear missile testing if leader Kim Jong-un hopes to meet President Donald Trump in May. Mike Pompeo, director of Central Intelligence, appeared on the CBS program Face the Nation.
An agreement to not continue testing of nuclear weapons and their missile program, the things that would put them capable of getting across the threshold, that's critical.
Pompeo said joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises will go on as planned, and said the North understands the need for denuclearization. Deputy White House press spokesman Raj Shah said Mr. Trump's maximum pressure campaign has paid off.
It's pressure from our partners and allies around the world, pressure through the United Nations, pressure through China. These have had an impact, and it's impacted Kim Jong-un's behavior.
However, senior Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren expressed doubt about what Pyongyang gains from such a meeting.
This is the big prize for them, just being able to be in the same picture with them. And the reason for that is the Kims have seen this as an opportunity both to legitimize their dictatorship and to legitimize their nuclear weapons program.
She said North Korea's promises must translate into concrete actions and are verifiable. Ethiopian soldiers killed 9 civilians and wounded a dozen others after mistaking them for rebels in the town of Moyala in the Oromia region along the southern border with Kenya. They were in pursuit of fighters from the secessionist Oromo Liberation Front. The incident followed Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn's decision to resign. The country of Ethiopia is currently under a state of emergency since February. This is VOA News. The bombardment of the